Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help you?
I see on my visa statement a charge of $18.95 for driving record USA. What is that all about?
I can check for you, sir. What's your email address?
SYDNYFL@AOL.com.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Sydney, S-Y-D-N-E-Y, Rosenberg, R-O-S-E-N-B-E-R-G.
Thank you for that. So I have located this account with dmvrecords.us.org, and it says this account was used to review a driving record. I do show the account has been canceled as of February 11th with the cancellation number 323-4413.
So if it was canceled, why do I have a charge of $18.95?
It's a monthly recurring charge, sir. You paid a $1 deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package, which allows you to have access to the reports for up to 12 months.
I didn't order a report. A driving report. So you say this account has been canceled.
Yes.
Well, I would like that charge to be rescinded.
Okay. Have you already disputed the charge with your bank?
No. They tell me go back to the organization that's charging it. I don't know who put that there. I didn't order any driving record. And it looks like it's from Nevada, a driving record in Nevada. As I think it was Nevada, NV, Nevada.
Yes, sir. That's because that's where we're located. That's where the company is located. It's an online company.
But I never ordered a driving record. I never ordered it. I don't know how it got on my statement.
Okay, and you don't recall paying a $1 deposit?
No, I don't even remember ordering a record.
This was originally on November 21st.
No, I don't remember anything like that. If I had to give a driving record to some official agency, I would remember that, but there's no reason for me to order a driving race. In fact, in November, I wasn't even driving. My car is in Florida. I live in New York. My car is in Florida. So I didn't come down to Florida until December 15th.
Okay, sir. Account is also can be used to review driver's license records or the status of your driver's license.
No reason for me to do that.
Okay. Well, sir, I do want to inform you, unfortunately, we're not able to assist you with this account because it has been disputed by your bank. So you would need to contact your bank and have them call us, and we will refund if the dispute
will be
dropped.
It was disputed by my bank?
Yes.
That means that because I called the bank, and that's why they disputed it, because I think the last period – I called the bank, and they said, call the organization that charged that amount. So that's why it's a dispute. So I'm doing what the bank told me to do, to go back to the organization that posted the amount.
Okay, so when it's already disputed by your bank, you will need to contact your bank and have them call us, and we will refund if the dispute will be dropped. As of now, there is nothing that we can do with this account.
All right, I'll call the bank. All right, I'll tell them what you told me. But they probably tell me go back to the organization. It's going around in circles. I call them, they say call you. I call you, you say call them.
Well, sir, that's what happens when the transaction is disputed. We no longer have access to the account.
All right, I'll go back to the bank. All right.
Okay, sir.